AircheckDownloads.com.
This is the nearly famous, highly outrageous, but never ever contagious Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. Next up is a young man whose first single is also turning out to be his first big hit. He landed on the Rockin' America chart for the very first time ever 2 weeks ago. And now he moves up 4 points to hit the top 10 at number 10. Here's Keith Sweat and I Want Her. That's Keith Sweat and I Want Her, number 10 this week on the official Rockin' America Top 30. When Mr. Leslie Sebastian Charles started his professional singing career, he worked under the names Joshua, Big Ben, and Sam Spade. All groovy names, no doubt about it. But then he saw an old Hollywood movie from the 60s called Ocean's 11. And then he changed his name to Billy Ocean. Whatever you call him, he's at number 9 this week on Rockin' America with his latest hit called Get Out of My Dreams and Get Into My Car. Hey, hey, you get out of my mind. That's Billy Ocean and Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car. Number 9 this week on the Rockin' America Top 30 hit list from Billy's latest LP called Tear Down the Walls. I'm Scott Shannon, getting closer and closer to the number 1 song of the week. But right now, it's time to check out the official Rockin' America Entertainment page. Take a real good look at those Nike TV ads featuring the Beatles song Revolution. As of a couple of weeks ago, the athletic shoe company agreed to stop using the song in their advertising. However, they'll run the newest commercial featuring the song through the end of this month. That's when their licensing agreement runs out. You know, there's been a year-long dispute between the surviving Beatles and the Capitol Record Company. That's the company that owns the rights to the song. The Beatles say their music was not intended for commercial use and have sued Nike for using the song without permission. While Nike says they paid Capitol Records for the use of it, they've apparently decided to get out of the middle of the fight by changing their ad campaign. Way to go, Nike!
What?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Mr. Leonard, I'm doing the show. We're on the air.
I know, Scott, but doggone it.
What are you doing?
My foot's asleep.
Don't worry about your foot being asleep. It'll be okay.
Oh, doggone it. No, it won't, Scott. When my foot falls asleep, you know what that means.
What?
That means it'll be up all night. Another day.
You're listening to the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown, broadcast via satellite from the Westwood One Radio Networks on stupendous radio stations like Z98 Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the new Light Rock, Vo FM, VOCM, St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada, and Y108, Denver, Colorado, home of the lovely and talented Dave Otto.
The big old ugly thing had horns, and his horns were sticking up, and his tongue was hanging out of his mouth.
Thanks for joining Rockin' America, and thank you for listening. We're up to the song that's in number 8 on this week's Top 30. Here's David Lee Roth with number 8, Just Like Paradise. That's David Lee Roth and Just Like Paradise from his LP Skyscraper. This week, that song moves up 1 point to number 8 on the Top 30 hit list. You know, a lot of people were surprised to see actor Patrick Swayze dance in the movie Dirty Dancing. Some people were even more surprised to find out that he recorded a song for the soundtrack and that it was being released as a single. But Patrick Swayze took that single almost all the way to the top on Rockin' America. He missed the number 1 slot by just 1 point. And this week, he slides back from number 2 to number 7 on the show. Here's Patrick Swayze with that song he wrote, She's Like the Wind.
She's like the wind.
That's Patrick Swayze and She's Like the Wind, the number 7 song of the week on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. 17-year-old Debbie Gibson is a certified star, but she reminds us she's still a teenager. And she's still impressed when she meets other stars. In fact, Debbie Gibson got the thrill of her life not too long ago when she heard from a star who used to be her neighbor on Long Island.
I spoke to Billy Joel. Finally, on the phone, he called me when I was doing a sound check for a show I did on New Year's Eve, and he called me, and I flipped out.
Well, Debbie, was it hard to talk to him? Were you tongue-tied or what?
No, actually, Billy Joel is so normal to speak to that it was actually pretty easy. I was just very excited, you know. And we had the same piano teacher. You know, when he was a teenager, he took from the same piano teacher, Morton Estrin in Hicksville. And so we talked about him. And let's see. We talked about the Grammy Awards. He basically said to me, I just don't like the idea that someone loses because music isn't a competition. And I said, you know, I fully agree.
The very agreeable Debbie Gibson moves up 1 point this week to number 6 on Rockin' America with Out of the Blue. That's Debbie Gibson from her platinum LP called Out of the Blue. That's the title song, number 6 this week on our Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon with Mr. Leonard and birthday boy J.R. Nelson, the engineer on duty. We're counting down the top 30 songs in the USA and taking a break for the Rockin' America mailbag. Here's a letter that reads, Dear Scott Shannon, I like it when they spell my name properly. Congratulations to all the people who make your show possible. I listen to the radio program every week on 95.1 FM, Port of Spain. What I'd like to know is where is the best place to write George Michael? Signed, Miss Shakun Ramsavakul, Trinidad. Well, Shakun, thank you so much. Thank you so much, and we love you too. Get a pencil and paper ready, because here's the official address for George Michael.
Ready, right.
George Michael, in care of Morris Leahy, L-E-A-H-Y, 1 Hyde Park Road, London, W-2, England. George Michael, Kara Morris Leahy, 1 Hyde Park Road, London, W2, England. And don't forget to use a stamp. If you'd like to write us here at the Rockin' America Nut Hut, our official address is Rockin' America, Box 7100, New York, 10150.
Adam, I need something different for my body.
I'm Scott Shannon. This is the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. If you were listening to the program last week, you probably heard us play a little of Sting's new Spanish version of We'll Be Together. Well, guess who else has joined the Latin sweepstakes? None other than Michael Jackson. Todo mi amor eres tú. Todo mi amor eres tú. Cuando no estás. That's Michael Jackson with the Spanish version of I Just Can't Stop Loving You. That song's been the Spanish version on one side, and there's also a very limited edition special CD pressing of just the Spanish version. There are rumors going around that Michael's going to record more songs in Spanish, but he won't tell us which ones they'll be. Rockin' America presents the number 5 hit this week on the Top 30 Countdown. Here's Michael Jackson and Man in the Mirror. That's Michael Jackson, one of the big stars from this year's Grammys, and Man in the Mirror. He moves up 1 point to number 5 this week on the Rockin' America Top 30. I'm Scott Shannon with that little bitty weirdo, Mr. Leonard. Coming up next, the top 4 songs of the week.
Scott, wait. Oh. You're not going to believe this. Coming up on Rockin' America, Bon Jovi does Olivia Newton-John's songbook. It's great, trust me. I honestly love you. Oh, and that's just the beginning.
Until recently, there had never been a 12-hour cold medicine.
This is the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. Next up is a guy who started writing songs at the age of 17 because he wanted to sing, but couldn't find any stuff that he liked. He's pretty happy with his own material, though, and so are his fans, because this is his third hit single in a row. The song moves up 1 point to number 4 on Rockin' America. Here's that guy that's so particular, Richard Marx, with Endless Summer Nights. That's Richard Marx and Endless Summer Nights, number 4 this week on the official Rockin' America Top 30. The lovely Belinda Carlisle has been such a big hit in her videos that she says she wants to act. She wants to move to the big screen, but she's waiting for just the right part.
How about Belinda goes to camp?
I don't think that's what she had in mind. Belinda's doing okay, though, on the Rockin' America Countdown this week, movie or no movie. She moves up 1 point to number 3 with I Get Weak. Here's Belinda. When I'm with you. That's Belinda Carlisle at number 3 this week on Rockin' America. I Get Weak from the LP Heaven on Earth. I'm Scott Shannon. We're counting down the top 30 songs in the USA. And looky here, we're already up to number 2. You just heard number 3, Belinda and I Get Weak. And this is number 2 this week. Rick Astley and Never Gonna Give You Up. We're no Ladies and gentlemen, the number 2 song in all of America, Rick Astley and Never Gonna Give You Up. Number 2 on the official Rockin' America Top 30 for this week. I'm Scott Shannon. Send up the flares and sound the alert. The number 1 song of the week is coming up next on Rockin' America.
Hey, what's inside this antique bottle?
Rockin' America, Top 30 Countdown.
Well, you've heard the top 29 hits in the USA from number 30 all the way up to number 2. And now it's time for the song that's at number 1 this week. Now, this isn't just another number 1 hit. This is the first song in 8 months to stay at the top of the chart for 3 weeks straight. Whitney Houston was at number 1 for 3 weeks in a row last July with I Wanna Dance With Somebody. But since then, nobody's been able to stay at the top for more than 2 weeks straight. Until now.
Rockin' America, number 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the number 1 song on Rockin' America for the 3rd big week in a row, here's George Michael and Father Figure, number 1. That's George Michael and Father Figure, the number 1 song on Rockin' America for the 3rd week in a row. And that just about takes care of things for this week's edition of the Rockin' America Show. But we'll meet you right here next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon. Thank you for listening. Maestro, please.
All right!
The Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown is based on radio airplay in more than 230 contemporary radio stations in the USA, as reported to Radio and Records, the industry's newspaper. Rockin' America is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks in association with Mallwright Creative Services. It's produced in New York by Birthday Boy J.R. Nelson and the Nut Hut Crew, written and produced in Los Angeles by Susan L. Rogers, production engineering by Dave Kephart. The Nut Hut is J.R., Ross Pertain, John Rio, Kathy D., Patty Steele, and Mr. Leonard. Associate producer Steve the Bozo Boy Longdale. Rockin' America is produced for the Westwood One Radio Networks. Executive producer Norm Pattis. Be sure to join us next week to hear the top 30 hits in the USA. But for now, we say bye, buckaroos.
Scott Shannon's Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown.
Aircheckdownloads.com.